1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
And with me, Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police at their substation. And they are starting Operation Get Off Their Backs. Teen suicide is an ongoing problem, and there is a rise, I guess, Jay, in a lot of the Midwestern states. And you guys started Operation Get Off Their Backs to offset teen suicide. Before we get into that, what do you think of this Chandra Levy case so far?
Well, I tell you, it's a real tough one, Phil, and I think everybody in the front lines of law enforcement is certainly want to find out what happened to her. And
why does an older guy and a younger woman get together? What is the attraction there?
I don't know. There's no real way of knowing. They've studied it for years. You know.
Why would Chandra Levy and Gary Conda get together?
It's a tough one, Phil. There's no real way of knowing. There's no real understandable explanation. I don't know.
It's an interesting question. Okay, tell us about Operation Get Off Their Backs.
Well, initially, Get Off Their Backs is an effort to reach out to our young people in a way they can understand. There are youth groups out there right now with old-fashioned methods who are trying to keep kids from killing themselves, but they don't speak their language. These old groups, they're old-fashioned. We speak the language of the kids. We want kids to know we care. And where Citizens Auxiliary Police are patrolling this summer, we don't want kids to kill themselves. So when we see kids out on the street, we'll pull over and talk with them, tell them they have a friend. Kids are out there killing themselves because they're being deprived of the things that bring them joy. I know this because Citizens Auxiliary Police regularly calls houses where loud parties are taking place, and we tell them to be quiet. That's part of what we do.
Is that so on a Friday night?
Friday night we'll call up houses where there's loud parties and say, hey, be quiet. And a lot of these parties the kids are having, all they want to do is cut loose. You got me to thinking. I met with Major Elvis Newton and Vice Admiral Hutchins of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we were talking about...
That's Major Elvis Newton and Vice Admiral...
Roy Hutchins,
go ahead.
And we were talking about the idea of what's worse. And I'd ask you this, Phil, I'd ask your listeners this. What's worse, a kid that drinks beer or a kid that kills himself? And I'll let you just take your moment to think about that.
I don't have to think about it.
Oh, you have an answer right now?
Yeah, I've got an answer right now. A kid that kills himself, obviously, that's a worse eventuality.
All right, Phil, you are right. And you joined some 67% of the people who took our survey. And
Who would say it's worse for a kid to drink beer than kill himself?
I think it's one of those judgment calls, but we happen to agree with you that I think that it's worse for a kid to kill himself. So that's why we're pushing our kids to suicide by telling them they can't have beer, can't have sex, they can't have fun, they can't.
Well, do you think this is, you're talking about suicide, it's critical now, isn't it, that young people killing themselves at a critical proportions?
Well, as you said, Phil, we do have teenage suicide on the rise in several Midwestern states. We do think it's critical. It's a hard decision.
All right, so you pull a kid over, and you talk to them if he looks depressed?
Well, we don't pull a kid over, but we're stopping. We're doing a routine ID check, take a peek around a kid's wallet or pockets. Then we'll do a field questioning. Are you depressed? Have you ever thought about killing yourself? This is what we'll ask the boys. If it's a girl, are you depressed? Have you started your period? All this gives us a snapshot of the kid's mind and what's bothering them, what's getting them down. And if they say they are depressed, then we have that decision to make. And the Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed in 1996 to save lives. So we will give them a one-night-only pass. If they do want to have beer, then we will allow them to drink that beer with our supervision. Or if we have a patrol van that we've maybe stopped some girls, and the girl's depressed that her boyfriend dumped her, we, of course, will say, was that because you wanted to have sex, or what's that about? And if it's because she wanted to have sex with her boyfriend, but he dumped her, we can certainly maybe with some of our younger officers facilitate that. I'm not saying...
What, are you encouraging them to have sex with your officers?
No, we have younger officers they may want to have sex with. See, for me, Phil, a suicide, that's the worst. And if it means a girl out on the street can be safe from committing suicide by having sex with one of our junior patrolman officers, 7th class through 6th class, then because she might be depressed because her boyfriend dumped her.
Okay, it's Brigadier General, right?
That's correct, Brigadier General.
Brigadier General Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're giving out one-night-only permission passes for a kid to have sex or drink beer if it means the alternative is suicide. What makes you think the parents want you giving out permission to their kids to drink beer or have sex or anything?
We got to make a judgment call on that, Phil. Citizens Auxiliary Police is about saving lives. And if it means the kid's thinking about killing himself and have a beer, come on. I mean,
yeah, but you're giving them permission?
We give them a one-night-only permission slip. Now, we fill that out with our name, and then we give it to them. and they can show that to their parents.
Wait a minute. They're walking into the house with what?
It's a slip that has Major Elvis Newton's stamp on it. It has a Citizens Auxiliary Police logo, and it basically says it.
Your child, you're given permission?
Well, it has a kid's name.
Okay, so-and-so has permission to drink beer tonight.
Has permission to have crack a couple, right.
Or to have sex with one of your officers.
No, but to have sex. If she's depressed because her boyfriend dumped her because she's hanky or I don't know what the problem would be, then she could save her life. We could save her life. It's about saving lives, Phil.
Well, I understand teen suicide is a bad thing. And I understand the kids that get depressed. I don't know that the answer is for them to cut loose, drink beer, and have sex.
That's why they're depressed. That's why they're depressed. It's because they don't have anything to do. It's because the parents won't let them do anything.
And how can you do all of this without the permission of the parents?
At the time, we generally declare a code blue. This represents our belief that the kid is depressed and wants a beer. That's the officer's discretion. He gives them the personal identification card that they can show their parents.
And what if the parent doesn't want you to give them a beer, give them permission to have sex?
Well, then we would want to question that parent because they're putting their child at risk. Then we would have, at that time, give them a written warning that you're not going to let your child have a beer.
You're giving me and...
Well, Phil, I hope I never have to talk to you.
No, but you're just say I'm a parent. You're giving me a warning that in the future I better let my kid have a beer or have sex because he may commit suicide.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing wrong with that. I think that if a child's going to commit suicide...
I think if a kid's going to commit suicide, that maybe he needs to talk to a professional, not a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, Phil, we would question that, but we do assist people. We help officers who don't want to necessarily respond to a teenage suicide call. We try and head off the suicide, be given limited permission citation. If you're depressed, then go ahead and finish sex in the back of the car or wherever we find you, and then you must leave the area. And the parents will get a written warning. If the kid is depressed, then we do question the parents about why they won't give the kid a beer.
You question the parents about why they won't?
Why they won't give the kid a beer.
And you'll wait and let the kids finish sex until they're done, and then they have to leave the area.
Happy kids don't kill themselves, Phil.
No, but you'll wait and let the kids have sex in the car, and then...
And well, yeah, what makes a kid happy is fun. Sex is fun. Getting ripped is fun. And if it keeps the kid from committing suicide... Our experience is it doesn't happen very often. Kids that kill themselves because they're unhappy, because their parents ride them too hard, because of homework, etc.
Jay, the Citizens Auxiliary Police already is a...
Phil, I don't want to hear your lectures, okay?
No, you guys are already in a lot of trouble because you're not an official police agency.
We assist the police. We're an auxiliary police department. Our officers wear a pith helmet and a...
I know all about your pith helmet, your blue armband, and your wingtips. And you wear your Bermuda shorts. You guys are already in trouble inserting yourselves into situations where only the police are allowed. And
all right, this is not an area the police go into. This is community policing. We're going to give a kid a beer.
Are you providing minors with alcohol?
We make a judgment call. If the kid's going to, only if he's going to kill himself.
How do you know if the kid's going to kill himself?
We ask them if they're depressed.
Oh, yeah, I'm really depressed. I think I'm going to kill myself. Can I have a beer?
At that time, then... What, you say I'm stupid?
Yeah, I think you're a little naive. Hi, Mr. Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer. I feel really depressed. I think I'm going to kill myself. Oh, okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and crack a couple of beers off the six-pack we got in our patrol van? She's depressed because her boyfriend dumped her. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police here on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We had just given out a Citizens Auxiliary Police identification badge to two young people that we had seen down near the Del Amo Mall, one of which stated that he was upset.
Well, what was he upset about?
He had been told he had to go to the mall with the rest of the family and that his friends from high school would see him at the mall with his family. That's something you don't want to put any kid through. And we did write him a one-night-only permission pass to... have a beer if he wants to, or...
What if the kid wants to blow some dope? Is that okay?
Well, that's against the law, Phil, but Again, you got to make a judgment call as a police officer, and I would rather see the kid blowing some of the wacky backy than blowing his brains out.
Well, you know what, man? 1-800-449-86. The kid's depressed because he didn't want to be seen at the mall and his friend.
That is correct, Phil. Kids kill themselves. That's the message. And they'll blow their brains out of their heads if you make them walk through a mall with your fat ass. I don't think so. You got a young, vibrant young person, and you force them to walk through a mall or go shopping with you and your fat wife. Citizens Auxiliary Police understands the depression children feel.
All right, well, I think it's being part of a family. 1-800-449.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay, I may be wrong, but I don't know where you figure you're right. 1-800-449-8686. Patty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to tell you, this guy that you've got on here is an absolute moron and has no grasp
of
reality.
I've been in the front line of law enforcement, ma'am.
You know what? You've been talking a lot. I've been listening to you in my car, so let me talk.
That's fine, ma'am, but I've been in the front line of law enforcement.
You do not have a grasp of reality with dealing with children. You are not saving lives. You are endangering them, not only by sexual diseases, but by now drinking and driving, and you have no clue what a child's going to tell you.
Would you rather see them blow their brains out? Would you rather see them commit suicide with pills or some kind of a drug?
Let me tell you, man, you cannot ask a teenager three questions and assess their life situation. And if you think you can, you are so off base.
What questions are you asking? You're asking young women, when did they start their period?
It's important to know the sexuality.
Let me tell you what, man, I would sue you if you wrote one of those stupid tickets to my kid and they had sex and got herpes or something.
Wait a second.
I would sue your pants off.
Wait a second. Do you make your teen go to the church with the family?
Hell no.
All right.
Because you know what? I don't go to church.
All right. Do you make your teen go shopping with you?
If my kid wants to go shopping, she can go shopping when she wants.
You don't make her to go shopping with you.
You don't make a child do something that they don't want to do. Most children, if you're in touch with them, want to go with you.
I don't know what you're upset with me about, because you sound like a pretty good parent.
Well,
I'm talking about these fat-ass parents.
Children that is wrong.
Well, I don't know what the message. All I'm saying is, if you want to have at it in the backseat of the car, go ahead. It's better that than them jump off a bridge.
Man, where did you grow up, and what were your parents like?
Ma'am, I grew up in the Southern California area, had very good parents. My father was a security guard.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I do. I've got a son and I've got a daughter.
Okay, how old are they?
My son right now is 15. My daughter is 13.
Okay, so they're out boozing it up and having sex. You got your kid on the pill and
there's no reason for my children not
depressed.
My children are not depressed.
Well, let me tell you what. There are a lot of things that keep a child from being depressed. Sex and alcohol are not the key.
Well, ma'am, I tell you right now, the difference between a child going to the mall with a fat... Hey, look at
If I see your kid out there, I will be the first person to put an action committee against you and your Bermuda wingtip wearing.
You know, Sebelay, your kid, if he's out there and he's depressed, I want to give him a beer. I will write him a citation and I'll give you a warning.
Let me tell you what, you would not warn me.
You're going to give her a warning.
I would warn you.
No, I will write up a warning
with a letter from an attorney, and your ass would be.
You will have a warning, and you'll be required to come to the substation and tell us why. You did that.
Well, wait a minute.
One thing to say.
You're giving her a warning.
Everybody out there listening agrees with me. You're a freaking idiot.
Ma'am, I hope your child doesn't blow her brains out with using your gun that she found in your unlocked closet.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's another thing we've got to guard against.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to Edna. Hi, Edna. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hold
on for a minute. Is this a teenager I'm speaking with?
No, this is a mother. You're an adult woman, right, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm 28 years old.
Okay, because first thing I was going to ask you, if you had started your period. You do sound depressed.
If I started my period?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have periods anymore.
Okay, so are you like menopause?
28, I don't think so.
You don't get your period anymore?
No, I have two 15-year-olds, a 17-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 20-month-old.
So how come you don't have...
And if any of my kids ever went where you're at, they would...
Wait a minute, I'm really interested. Edna, this is Phil Hendry. How old are you?
I am 28.
And you've got a 17-year-old?
Yes, I do.
So what happened when you were 11? Your grandpa knock you up or something?
No, I'm not inbred. I'm not from Arkansas.
Oh.
That's good. That's funny, Phil.
No, I got to know how an 11-year-old has a kid.
By having sex.
With
and it just so happens
with
I'm
what?
With the same exact guy.
With what?
What do you mean with what?
Did you have sex with a man?
Yeah.
A man. He had two legs and two arms.
Phil, let me deal with this.
Shut up, Jay. I'm talking to her. Some guy would have sex with an 11-year-old. I just wonder what it was. If it was a man or a thing or what was it?
It was probably, he's probably a little boy at the time, just like I was a little girl. But it just so happens that I've married him.
Wait a minute. He was a little boy at the time?
Yeah, when did you guys get, a little girl.
When did you guys get married?
When I was 18.
And you had a 5-year-old by that point?
No, I have a 5-year-old now.
Oh, I mean, you had a, well, at 18, let's see, 13, 5. Yeah, you would have had a 5-year-old. No, you would have had a 7-year-old.
No. My daughter's 5 now.
Okay, let's see. You have a 17-year-old son, and you're 28.
I have all girls, no boys.
I have a 17-year-old daughter, and you're 28. So you had a kid at 11, which means by the time you got married, the kid was 7. Am I right?
Oh, right. I see what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Can I get back to talking to you?
Well, I'm sorry. I was just fascinated.
You're butting in. I'm a police officer of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Okay. You're not. Did you go through police academy school?
I'm just asking.
You shut up, Phil. Huh?
Did you go through police academy school?
Police academy? Man, that's in the movies. That's the...
I actually saw it in the movies because...
Yeah, you've been all the...
My best friend is a cop, and she had to go through police academy. And...
Did you see the police academy movie?
Have I seen it? Probably all of them, yeah.
Did you like them?
They're pretty stupid, but yeah.
All right. So that's all we're talking about, Edna, is being... I bet you had sex, so you never got depressed, right?
Okay. Well, being depressed and having sex are two different things.
Well, you had sex right early. You never...
Whatever your ass, and if my kids were there, I would come there and I would kick your ass. My husband would kick your ass because our children are nothing like that, whether they're depressed or not.
Wait, no 13-year-old is going to kick my ass, okay?
What 13-year-old?
She said her husband's 13.
No, at the time.
At what time?
Okay, he is
last
30
night?
Years old now.
He's 30 now. She's 28.
Yes.
When they were married, she was...
He is 30.
And you don't even have a period anymore? You're 28?
Well, you knock it off with her period, okay?
Well, Ed, let me just say this, and you're just going to have to take my word on this. Kids are happier when they're blowing dope and drinking beer.
I don't think
so. And they're happier when they're having sex. And you're the proof of that.
My 17-year-old is still a virgin. Why would I want her to come where you're at and be a non-virgin, have sex with people that you call cops, which are not cops?
So that she won't blow her brains out realizing she's got white trash for parents.
Okay, man.
You really got to ask all the big questions.
Well, I don't think that was necessary.
Well, you have to say that like that, okay?
Well, wait a second. You don't have to call her white trash.
Well, all I'm saying is, she got to get knocked up at 11. Why doesn't her 17-year-old get to have any fun?
Well, I got knocked up when I was 11, but I guarantee you now, I am very wealthy.
Wow,
my
17.
My kids are very wealthy.
If your daughter's 17, she's a virgin, she must be depressed.
All right, look, where are we going with this?
Well, you're an idiot.
Just like I figured, you're trash. I'm coming to your house and write you a warning.
Oh, come on, baby.
I'm writing you a warning, and I don't think you should ever have sex again.
You know, I can have sex as much time as I want with my husband.
No, you're not allowed to have another kid.
I bet you're even gay.
You just pumped too many kids out too early.
All right, okay.
You think so?
You know what? There are times when I'm just stunned by the sort of trailer areas that this show reaches into. That's all. I forgive me. If it sounded like I was being uncharacteristic, tell Jay to stay on hold. I'll talk going nuts. She was 11. She got married with the 13-year-old. They had sex. They had a baby. What the hell kind of life was that? And just because they're doing fine right now, I still think it sucks. What do you think of that? I don't approve. You may have a happy family and everybody's doing groovy and your 17-year-old is a virgin and happy as hell. I still think you people are weird. Your mom's 28 and you're 17? You know, there has to be some kind of a limit as to where this show is allowed to go. Well, on second thought, no, it's fine. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're doing your job, Mike. I'm not blaming you. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Basically, what we're to do, Phil, is that if the parents, we give the parents a warning. Their child is oppressed, and we give the kid a beer to make them feel better, and then the parents complain about that by calling the substation, we will write a warning saying you can't complain about your kid. You can't complain to us about your kid.
You write them a warning.
That's right. And that directs them to come to the substation within 12 hours. If they do not report to the substation within 12 hours, then we go to their home, check to see if the child is depressed. If the child is still depressed, then we will take them to the substation.
What if they resist? I mean, what if the parents resist going to the substation because they don't recognize your authority?
At that time, we will execute a three-point takedown and then zip-tie the feet.
And your three-point takedown is basically one officer kneels behind the person, one officer stands in front of the person.
We basically... We'll distract the person by going, hey, look at that, it looks like an airplane. And then when they're looking up, we push them over, they fall down, we zip-tie the feet because they have fallen back, so the feet are up in the air. Immediately zip-tie the feet and drag them out to the van.
You're dragging them feet first.
They ask for it. They want a piece of me, they can have all they want.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Annette on the Phil Hendry Show. Annette?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
You've lost me. What I don't understand is... Who's contacting you for your help?
Contacting me for my help?
Jay, where do you become involved?
We are basically out on patrol, and when we do see young people walking by themselves, we see young people in packs or groups, we will go up to them and question them.
Okay, and then what will you do?
Find out the children are depressed. If the children are depressed.
How old are these kids?
Oh, I don't know. They're anywhere from the ages of 13 on up.
Okay, and they're walking around by themselves, and you decide whether they're depressed.
Yes, we decide whether they're depressed.
Where did you get your credentials?
I'm with Citizens Auxiliary Police. The United States Constitution gives me citizens arrest rights.
No, you can arrest them. I think that's great. Go ahead and arrest them and get them off the street. But
arrest them for what?
For walking around the street.
The kids are not supposed. See, this is why they're depressed, because they've got people like you.
They're 13 years old, and they're walking around the street. You need to take them home.
Oh, really? They're not allowed to walk there in the daylight?
My question to you.
Annette, because of parents like you, the kids are depressed.
And
because of parents like you, they're blowing their brains out. What we're trying to do is get them away from
adults like
you.
I heard all that part.
You
don't need to tell me.
I want to try to make them happy. And I heard all of you, and you don't need to tell me again.
How
all right?
You decide.
So what we do is we give these kids what they need when they need it.
No, sir.
All right.
You didn't answer my question.
Well, I've answered all your questions. Now let me ask you a question. Are your kids depressed?
No, sir. They're not.
Okay. They don't mind it when you drag them to the mall.
When I drag them to the mall, no,
right.
They love it.
They like it, even when they got to walk around with your fat ass, huh?
Okay, that's not necessary.
You know what?
She's the one who started it all.
I'll tell you what.
No, she started it all. You're walking around in your tight, fat ass pants, and your kids
you don't know what
stand
I look
there.
Like, mister, and there's no reason to be rude.
There's no reason for this.
You started off being rude to me.
You
started off being
rude
to me. You were rude to me.
You
were rude to me. You were rude to me. You started off calling me names.
No, what did I call you?
Where do you live?
What did I call you?
Where do you live?
I live in Dallas.
You called me an asshole.
No, she did not.
I never said such a thing.
She most certainly did call me an asshole. It was the first thing out of her mouth.
No,
the
she did.
I'm the mediator
right here, Phil Hendry, and I didn't hear the lady call you that name.
Well, then you're not listening very carefully.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Maybe
saying,
you
this
need
is,
to have your
she
head examined
saying,
for
the,
more than one reason.
This is the question for the asshole on the phone.
Okay,
she
ask
didn't
me.
Say that.
Call me whatever you want, but ask me a question.
I didn't call you a name. You called me a name. And
call
what
me.
I'm saying to you,
ask
Annette,
me a question,
no,
pal.
Just don't call me a name.
I'm calling you a pal, okay?
Okay, here's
call
my
me,
here's my
question.
Do your kids mind when your fat ass drags them to the mall?
Why did you say I have a fat ass? What does that have to do with anything?
Because I suspect that you're a parent. She's got the big wide fat ass, and your daughter's embarrassed hanging around with you.
Why are you trying to insult her?
Because Phil, this
you,
is
you
the
want to know
experience
something?
That I've had with young people. I can tell.
You know, listen to
you
me.
Do you live in Texas?
No, you've got to stop talking for
you
a second.
You will be visited by the Texas Range Riders, and you will receive
a
citation, okay?
Mr. DJ, you've got to ask the man to be quiet
and,
for a minute.
And, Phil, don't take directions from her. She's a caller. I'm the guest.
No,
you will be
you know
visited
what?
By the
I'm
Texas
the guest.
Range Riders. No, I'm the guest.
I keep this guy in business.
No, I'm the guest, okay?
No, I'm listening to the radio, and I'm keeping him in business.
Well,
and I'm buying
I'm
the
on
products
a show.
That are advertised.
What products?
And I'm not listening
okay, name
to a
one
word
product.
You're saying
name
because
one
you're
product.
Not listening to a word I'm saying.
Name one product. You don't even know the products that are advertised.
No, you know what? I
you
want to concentrate on what the hell you're doing to
is
children.
Is the host there?
I'm right
okay,
here.
Here's,
Why
Here's
don't you
my
exercise
question.
Some, to
you want to answer some questions?
Tell
us you got no answers.
Up, will you?
That's why.
Hold everybody, hold on. Hold on, everybody.
You haven't got any credentials.
Hey, Annette, this is Phil Hendry. Hold on. I want both of you guys to calm down. I don't know what it is that either one of you is trying to say.
She's been asking me questions. I've answered every question.
All right, Annette, you're going to have to stop with the questions and give a comment or something. And Jay, when she asks you a question, you need to give her a straight answer.
I asked her if her kids are depressed. She said no.
My answer even when
you
was no.
And I said, even when you're dragging them all with your fat ass.
Okay, right
now,
there.
Wait.
Right there, when you said fat ass.
Wait there.
What?
Mr. DJ?
My name is Phil, okay? You got that?
Okay, Phil.
All right,
I'm just
what do you need? What do you need,
Annette? Because I have a fat ass, and you know what? I'll tell you right now that one of his asses is the same size as, like, my whole body. So he's dead wrong.
Oh, that's intelligent. Wow. On stage tonight, Annette, with her fat ass.
No, sir. You have the least intelligence on
this
show tonight. Phil?
You know something, Annette? Don't make your kid go to the mall with your big, fat, capri-ridden ass.
Hello, Phil.
I'm right here. Jay and Annette.
Do you want to have a good show?
No, I want to have a crap show. Of course I want to have a good show.
I want to meet this man, and I want him to identify the woman with the fat ass.
Hey, look at that.
This is ridiculous.
I'm just talking
I haven't even gotten to my point.
Right. Okay, well, you were asking all these questions, and...
That's right, Phil. That's right. I
asked one question.
Okay.
What is his credentials?
Okay, what are your credentials, Jay?
I am duly certified by the National Association of Simulated Police Departments. I'm affiliated with the Texas Range Riders, which happen to be in your neck of the woods, Annette. I have a father who is involved in law enforcement for some 6 years, and I think I'm a pretty good judge of character. And I can tell right now, Annette, talking to you, you got an ass that's 8 axe handles.
Okay, see, that's you get off on that, you get off on the insults, and we don't want to hear from you.
No, we can't have a dialogue.
Exactly.
I'm really interested in talking to Jay and getting somewhere.
All right, well,
I've
told you.
You got to quit saying things, and I never called you a name.
Exactly. You called me an asshole right off.
No, she did not.
No, I didn't, Phil. I didn't. You got to straighten this guy out.
Annette, your bob hairdo and your pedal pusher pants, your restrictive attitude toward your children, they're all things that drive kids to suicide.
Bill, tell him to be quiet, please.
Bicycle seats see you coming, and they scream, okay?
All right, I'm going to get rid of everybody here. Bicycle seats see her coming, and they scream. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, and just for the record, I don't like it when guests try to tell me how to run the show like that Jay, and I don't like it when callers do the same thing. It's Phil Hendry's show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. The
contract clearly calls for the play of that music.
Well, we're back on the air now. Do you want to have this argument now?
I don't care where we have the argument, but when the contract called, when I come on the Phil Hendry Show to do law enforcement updates.
Law enforcement updates. Of all the law enforcement agencies in the world, I get hooked up with yours.
I've come on to give you law enforcement updates on the Chandra Levy case.
Why can't I get a real cop? Why can't I get somebody from the FBI? I got the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
You know, Phil, you can downgrade the hard work and the life-threatening work that we do, but the Citizens...
Yeah, you guys are doing some real life-threatening work, calling up parties and telling them to be quiet. That's what you do, giving women checks. I don't even want to say what you do.
You don't have to say what you do, but you got to play the music.
If I play the music, will that get rid of you?
Buddy, I can send you a warning...
You know what I'm going to do with your warning, okay? Oh, man.
Go ahead and say, you're
going
to say you're going to wipe your butt, did you?
No, I did not say that.
That's what you're going to say.
No, I didn't.
Just play the music.
Don't tell me what to do.
It's contracts, so you got to play the music.
Play his stinking music.
It's the Citizens Auxiliary Police music.
Whoopee-doo.
We put our lives on the line, buddy.
Yeah, put your lives on the line. Pulling beers off of a plastic ring.
Whatever the laws of
that's
any
state... That's badass in Texas, too. Don't get on my wrong side.
...swings into action.
Watch it.
It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the citizens' auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
You know what I'll do with your warning, man?
What?
I'll roll it and smoke it. What do you think of that?
You'd be on rest smoking a warning.
Yeah. I would roll it and smoke it if I could get high on it, but it'd probably wind up giving me pleurisy or something. Phil Henry Show here, and the interesting stuff, I don't know if you heard this, but that hour, by the way, we had a couple of the most bizarre calls I think I've ever heard. The lady from that Annette, and I realized Jay was goofed. She was even goofier with that line, what was it, one of your asses is my whole body? I don't know. And then the girl from Wichita, who was a 28-year-old with a 17-year-old kid, she has, what'd she have, five kids? Five kids, started having her first baby at 11. Her husband was 13. They're still married. He's 30. And the daughter had a mouth like a freaking stevedore on her. Wild stuff. So did you hear the latest on this Chandra Levy case? John Walsh, America's Most Wanted, says that they got some tips after their show on Saturday night, two of which the cops were taking very seriously. And one of them came from an intern, another intern in Washington who knew Chandra Levy. And she says that Chandra Levy either told her or she observed herself a white van pulling up alongside Chandra Levy. I don't know if it was just outside of where she lives or some other part of town, and asking her if she needed a ride, if she wanted to get in. And she absolutely refused and said no, she did not want a ride. She did not want to get in. This was an intern that knew Chandra Levy, said she either observed this or that Levy told her this happened. So, not coincidentally, elsewhere in the city that day, another woman is trying to hail a taxi cab, and she is approached by the same white van. These guys ask her, do you want a ride? We'll take you anywhere you want to go. And she refuses. And so the van takes off. She gets her cab. She gets in the cab, and she follows this van as it stops and approaches other women, trying to get them in. Now, this is a pretty interesting observation, and she was smart enough, and I'm not going to find any fault with the whoever she is. I don't know. Like, I would, you know, look, I'm going to second guess somebody in that situation. How do I know how I would have reacted? I'd like to think that I'm Sam Spade, junior detective, but she got into the van. But I would think that if you're smart enough to get in the van and get in the cab and follow the van, wouldn't you like get a license number or call the cops? But wait a second, maybe she did call the cops. That's how they know about it. But wouldn't you get a license? The license number is the thing they needed to get out of that. Ah, well. 1-800-449-8686. Then this other story. Did you hear what happened I guess it was the Tonight Show. Oh, no, it was Late Night with Conan O'Brien. Some comic, Sarah Silverman, said the following. My friend is like, why don't you write something inappropriate on the form like, I hate chinks? Apparently she was filling out a job application. They wanted to know jury duty. I think that's what it was. Do you have anything that would disqualify you? And she said, her friend suggested, why don't you write down, I hate chinks? She thought about it, and she decided she'd write down, I love chinks, and who doesn't? And that was it, and it's pretty funny. And until you think about, like what this dude from the Asian Pacific American Anti-Defamation Society said. He said, hey, look, you know, you can't say the N-word, you can't say kike, you can't say, how come it's okay to say chink? And I looked at Mike when I read this story and I said, yeah, why do you let me say chink? You're the producer. So now I'm all filled with remorse, and it's an interesting point. It's like the Chinese are left. Gays and the Chinese. It's still cool to say gay. Gay is in the lexicon now. Young people say, that's so gay. And my kids say it. And I allow that because guess what? I had to stop them from saying fag. They were using the F word, and I said, you can't use that word anymore. Well, we hear you use it on your radio show. Well, then maybe you ought to stop listening to my show. Because I'm using it on the show for a specific reason. There's a specific purpose. It's a show. It's not real life. Don't you guys get that? If I could get these guys to get the concept that movies are not life, I would be well ahead of the game in breaking these guys into this game called life. I would be well ahead. Yesterday, they're asking me these kinds of questions. Hey, you know, with nukes, why don't we just nuke Iraq? We could get rid of every problem because we got nukes. And you guys don't get it.
Well, why not? I tell you why. Because if you nuke, you wipe out more than just the people that you wanted to wipe out. Well, that's collateral damage. I said, yeah, unless it's your rear end. But then we could get a nuke that wouldn't wipe out. You know, then you're talking to kids. I said, you guys don't remember the days when, like, Mommy and I, we had to get under the desk and cover up our heads because there was, like, a nuclear strike alert, and we had to practice our air defense or whatever the hell that was. What they call that? Bomb shelter training or something. And the siren that would come over, and I said, this was the days of the Cold War and the Cuban Missile Crisis. I remember I was 11 years old. I remember seeing my father cleaning his gun, and they were putting canned goods up into the cabinet. And the kid is like, how come? I said, because when war breaks out, man, Vons ain't exactly open for business.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, there's no supplies.
Why?
Because it's a war! And so you guys don't know. Well, we lived in that kind of fear. Why don't they just drop a nuke? We could go in and bomb Iraq. Oh, yeah? How? Just fly a plane? Well, they have air defense systems. They could shoot the plane out of the sky. Yeah, but if they shoot the plane out of the sky, they blow the nuke up. No, it's not armed yet.
What do you mean?
They don't arm the bomb until they're ready to have it blow up. Well, then we could come in low under the radar. Yeah, but you can't drop an atomic bomb from that elevation.
Well, then we could parachute it down really slowly from way up high.
Well, if you parachute it down, then they'll be able to shoot it out of the sky before it gets to any elevation where it could really do some damage.
What do you mean?
And I got to just keep going on and on. You ever have a conversation with a kid? And it, no wonder it's bad. What does that say? Baghdad is the most heavily armored city in the world, says Craig. Is it really? Yeah. Heavily armored, but you mean in terms of anti-aircraft? Yeah. Well, now it is. Oh, it was during the Gulf War, too?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of good it did them. It's the most, so it's got all kinds of anti-aircraft around the city. And we had the stealth fighters and all. We had crap in the Gulf War, man. We had planes that were flying at, what, 60,000, 70,000 feet? There's no anti-aircraft gets that high. Those guys would go, and they'd bomb Baghdad, and then they'd land, and they'd be like, what do you want to do now, play some cards? Well, Jesus. And there's guys on the ground interviewing them. Boy, what was it like? Well, I pushed a button. It must have been something. You're up there with all that anti-care. Well, it's the system that took care of it. It's a computer. But you're a real top gun, aren't you? You're the kind of guy that goes in there to get the job done. I don't know, man. Maybe World War II, but this is like the Gulf War. Just push a button, and it locks in the target, and that's all it was. The guys that really risked their balls, excuse my language, the guys that risked their rear ends were the British in those Tornado jets because they fly real low. They go in low. And what do I know? Anyway, that was the conversation I had about our guys were up there playing Atari, basically. That's what it was. It's bing, 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 bing. So they're nuts. So I'm going to kill me a kid. I like to say this once a week, don't I? I'm going to kill me a kid. Some of the goofy questions they're asking me. With nukes, anything is possible. Well, it's true. Can't argue with that, man. But it's this, and this whole collateral damage thing. I said the innocent people die. Well, that's collateral damage. That's that. That's a Gulf War term. It came out like after or before they were born. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And we'll be back.